This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com. Let's get over and hear what Rob Van Raphorst has for us this week. Rob?
Hi, I'm Rob Van Raphorst. Welcome to the Mortgage Minute and the latest news from the Mortgage Bankers Association. Last week, MBA submitted comments to the FHFA in response to its newly released strategic plan for fiscal years 2021 to 2024, which provides insight on the activities and priorities of FHFA in the coming years. MBA applauded many of the market conduct reforms included in the plan, but raised significant concerns with FHFA's request for Congress to grant the agency examination authority over non-bank servicers. We feel that FHFA's rationale for seeking such authority is flawed. Going forward, MBA will continue to advocate for more permanent reforms that are needed to ensure the GSEs operate with financial strength and appropriate market conduct post-conservatorship. MBA will also educate Congress regarding our concerns with the FHFA's request for examination authority over GSE customers. Also last week, CFPB released new guidance on the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, or RESPA, and Marketing Servicing Agreements. The guidance explains how RESPA Section 8 applies to MSAs, gift, and promotional activities. Going forward, MBA will continue its advocacy efforts at resolving uncertainty surrounding RESPA Section 8. That's it for now. Thanks for joining me.
Good job. I always love what Rob Van Raphorst does. Appreciate the MBA Mortgage Unit, appreciate the partnership with the MBA. Be sure to check out what the MBA provides in the way of Mortgage Action Alliance. You should be a member of the MBA. But the good news is you do not have to be a member, even though you should be. You do not have to be a member to be able to have your voice heard. They have this wonderful app called the Mortgage Action Alliance app. You can download on your smartphone, look at all the initiatives, things they're recommending, and you just do it with a few clicks. You can have your word. You can be behind talking to your senators and representatives, folks. It is such a powerful tool, and I strongly recommend that you check it out. MBA does a fabulous job of representing our industry. Why anyone would not want to be a member, I do not know, especially with the advocacy of what they do for us on the Hill. That's just one of many things. So looking forward to be talking with Pete Mills later on in the podcast here shortly. Also, I want to say especially, Rob Van Raphorst does such a good job. He's always coordinating things for us at the last minute. And so, Rob, you are one valued and appreciated guy, especially with all you do at the MBA, but especially with what you provide for us here on the Lickin' on Lending podcast. Thanks, everyone. Good to have you with us. Next week, we're going to talk about coaching, and we're going to be talking about the importance of having a coach. I've got my good friend David Norris joining me on the microphone, so be sure to check back next week. Also, we want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, as well as the CMLA, as well as Indicom, Incelerate, Ainswood, Mobility RE, and just go check out all our sponsors on our website. We're out of time, folks. Have a great week, and look forward to seeing you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for